From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Officials in Colorado have reopened the Animas River to boating after 3 million gallons of contaminated wastewater laced with heavy metals spilled into the popular waterway. La Plata County, which includes the city of Durango, announced today that kayakers, rafters, and tubers could go back on the river. A lieutenant colonel at Fort Carson faces a court-martial on charges of viewing child pornography on a government computer while in Afghanistan. Patrick O'Mahony is scheduled to face a military trial next month related to computer searches in 2013. And a recent report from Colorado State University says if Great Plains farmers adopt more conservation practices, their carbon emissions could be drastically reduced. KUNC's Luke Runyon reports.
Ecologists at CSU say the largest greenhouse gas emissions on the plains today come from livestock, tractors, and fertilizer application. The study's author, William Parton, says one way to cut emissions is to stop plowing so much.
In a way, we've destroyed the soil by tilling it too much. If we till it less, we can then sort of build it back up again.
Grasslands and untilled soil can act as a carbon sink, pulling it out of the atmosphere. Building the soil back up will require cooperation from farmers, Parton says, and that'll take a mix of policy and economic incentives to get them to change practices. I'm Luke Runyon.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.